Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Mark Kay Show.
The first hour of The Mark Kay Show starts now.
I'm upset President Trump giving in to the fake news media about this fake coronavirus and not coming down to Jacksonville. I wanted to go there and not wear a mask and exercise my constitutional right to be ignorant.
Yeah, it's true. You do have a constitutional right to be ignorant. And it's also true that Donald Trump canceled the RNC abruptly yesterday over concerns of coronavirus.
It's time to cancel the Jacksonville, Florida component of the GOP convention.
Right. They're going to still be in Charlotte doing whatever it was they were going to do in Charlotte. There's going to be like, there's going to be no pomp. There's going to be no circumstance.
We won't do a big, crowded convention per se. It's just not the right time for that.
Yeah, and apparently it's because of coronavirus. Although, I don't know. You know what? Now I'm starting to get suspect. Now I'm starting to wonder what's really going on. And not just because of my personal disappointment. Because, you know, we were all so looking forward to this convention. This was going to be, as speaking as someone who's attended multiple conventions, and just like 4 years ago, we were both in Philadelphia for the Democratic National Committee. We were in Cleveland for the Republican National Committee. You know, if you go to Jeremy Ratliff's Facebook page, he's re-sharing all those photos for some reason. But, you know, we had such a it was such a great time. It was such a historic event to see Donald Trump accept the nomination for president with Mike Pence, and Ted Cruz was there and everybody else. Also, it was a historic event to watch Hillary Clinton do it and see all the Bernie bros get up and storm out because they were so ticked off. You know, these things are an important part of getting people enthusiastic and prepared for the election. You know, it really is not just the delegates, not just the people there, but it's an important, you know, kind of shot of adrenaline or shot in the arm to the United States of America and reminds everybody, hey, it's election time. Also, it's the time when you typically find out who's going to be the vice presidential candidate, who's going to be the running mate. In fact, Joe Biden, he still has not yet picked his running mate, or whoever's picking his running mate for him has not yet picked Joe Biden's running mate. And now I know what you're thinking. Well, we haven't had the convention yet. And you said that typically it happens right before the convention. That's true. But the Democratic National Convention was supposed to be held this week. It would be wrapping up this weekend. And it was supposed to be held in July. And they moved it back. They pushed it back because they were concerned about coronavirus and this and that and the other and yada, yada, yada. And so what's happening now is they've also pushed back their VP candidate pick. And I feel that there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, I think they're trying to play, they're playing this game of, you know, let's hide and then we're going to hide as long as we can. And only when we have to come up for air and actually campaign for president are we going to do that. And I think they're going to do that even with their VP pick, because the longer we know who their vice presidential candidate is, who a lot of people have speculated will have more power than any vice president in history because of Joe Biden's seeming, you know, deteriorating mental state. Because of that, so many people are saying this vice presidential pick is so important because they will be the single most important and powerful vice president this country has ever seen. Dick Cheney is somewhere in Wyoming going, excuse me, I'd like to debate that. I 9/11, the war in Iraq, that was me. But that's what the experts seem to claim. And I feel like for that reason, they're downplaying it as well. They're going to leave it till the last minute. They're going to give the media, not like they would vet them anyway, but, you know, they're going to give the rest of us as little time as possible to get to know this person. There was an interesting article on the Drudge Report today. They say that it's down to two. Insiders in the Democratic Party say that it's down to two. Representative Karen Bass, who's from California, and Senator Tammy Duckworth, who is from Illinois. Now, both of these are odd choices to me because I don't feel like the Democrats have a problem winning either California or Illinois. But if for whatever reason, they feel like that's where they definitely are going to find their biggest allies. We know it's going to be a woman because Joe Biden admitted, he came out and said it's going to be a woman. I'm picking a woman. All I don't know anything, but I do know this. They told me to pick a woman, so that's what I'm going to do. A lot of people thought after the Black Lives Matter riots and the George Floyd situation, it would be an African-American woman. And that's when Kamala Harris started popping back up. Her name started being thrown around again out of the woodwork. Val Demings from Orlando, who I personally would have loved to have seen because, A, it would have gotten her out of Florida. And, B, it would have really been the nail in Joe Biden's coffin because, you know, as people get to hear her speak and investigate what she's been up to for her entire political life, they'd realize this woman belongs nowhere near the White House. She should be as far away from the White House as possible. But Karen Bass and Tammy Duckworth are supposedly on the short list. We don't really know who it's going to be, and I don't think we will know who it's going to be for at least another couple of weeks. They're going to try to keep this a secret for as long as possible. The less people know about Joe Biden, the better it seems. And there are these polls, man. I don't know. I see these polls every single day. Fox News has a new poll, and they're saying that Donald Trump is behind by 13 points nationally. They're saying Donald Trump is behind in all of these swing states, including Michigan and Pennsylvania and this, that, and the other. I just don't understand how when you if you live in Michigan, a state that's been shut down, locked down, that's been totally taken over by Gretchen Whitmer, who's become a dictator in Michigan, who has become a Democrat dictator in Michigan. I don't understand how the Democrats could be polling so highly in Michigan. Same with Pennsylvania. You know, Pennsylvania, Joe Biden is outpacing Donald Trump. But at the same time, you have people there claiming that they're secret Trump voters that are never, ever going to admit that they're going to vote for Donald Trump. I really feel people have told me I should take a poll, and I'm not really 100% sure how that happens, how you make it like, you know, an actual poll. But I'll dig into that over the weekend because I definitely feel like there is some kind of issue going on with these polls. And I feel like I could, you know, when you look at the breakdown of polls, the majority of them are somewhere between 60-75% Democrat. 60-75% of the people polled are Democrats. So you would think that that would sway the overall numbers when you look at the end of when you get your information. You're probably going to think to yourself, you know, Donald Trump's way behind, but we also polled 75% of these people are Democrats anyway. Wouldn't you think Joe Biden would be ahead? Joe Biden should be ahead by double digits. It should be 75-25 if that's the case. So if you read a poll where the majority of the people are Democrats, and the percentage of Democrats polled doesn't match up with the percentage of people saying they're voting for Biden. For example, 75% of people voting are on the left, but Joe Biden only polls at 60%. Doesn't match up to me. Something's going on there. Anyway, we're going to work on that. We're going to figure out how to make a poll, and we'll run that hopefully next week. But, you know, the sad news today is that the RNC, which we were all expecting and hoping and excited about having here in Jacksonville, has been canceled. And again, nothing against the city, nothing against the mayor. Donald Trump had nothing but positive things to say.
I want to thank the Jacksonville community and its great mayor. He's a great, great guy, really great guy. They wanted it so badly. And all of the other political representatives in Jacksonville and in Florida, and just very special people, a very special group. And they were there for us 100%.
Yeah. Except for Mike Williams, who said we couldn't do it and we were beyond it. Also, clearly by that clip, Donald Trump forgot Lenny Curry's name, didn't he? You know, that great mayor. He's such a great mayor, great guy, great little guy, that mayor. But anyway, I know Mayor. I wonder if we can put the statue back now. Because remember, Mayor Curry took down the Confederate statue just before he made the announcement that the Republican National Convention was coming here. Since the Republican National Convention is not coming here anymore, can we put the statue back up? Is that still on the table? 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. We got some of your phone calls coming up here in just a minute. It is Fake News Friday as well, too. So we're getting together some headlines, some of them real, some of them fake, some of them very difficult to discern between the two. That's your job. We'll do that here before the end of the show. So keep listening. It's the Mark Kay Show. We'll be right back on 104.5 WOKV.
Time to cancel the Jacksonville, Florida component of the GOP convention.
Also, we're canceling Christmas, and we're canceling New Year's and Hanukkah, and we're canceling Mark Kay's birthday, 4th of July. We're canceling Labor Day. Everything fun is canceled.
I like how you became a national holiday. You named all these national holidays, and then Mark Kay's birthday.
No, just because I'm disappointed. It would be disappointing to me.
Yeah.
It would be equally – this is how disappointed I am today by this on the news. It would be equally as disappointing to me for you to cancel my birthday as the Republican National Convention. Because I was so – I mean, I look forward to so few things that happen downtown in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Because, again, not a lot going on down there.
God, I'm planning your next birthday in downtown Jacksonville.
I mean, I don't know now. Maybe. I would plan. Here's the thing. I would plan a big birthday celebration at ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena, but then it would probably just get canceled. Let's be honest. COVID. We did talk yesterday because the other Josh, he texted me. He was actually, you broke the news even before I got it from the 104.5 WOKV mobile app. Which I believe you two are the same thing.
I got to be first, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be first.
He texted me. He goes, oh, sucks about the RNC. And I did, and I was like, what? And then all of a sudden, bring, I got the news alert from the 104.5 WOKV mobile app that said President Trump announces he's canceling the RNC here in Jacksonville due to COVID-19, whatever. And then, we were going back and forth, and I said, we should just go anyway. We should just sit and because we rented the space, apparently. We should just go down to ViStar Veterans Memorial, sit in the big empty room. You know, and be like, hello, this is the Mark Kay Show. I mean, they're not doing anything else with it.
Talk about social distancing. We're
really?
The only ones in the entire arena.
Yeah.
How can that go wrong?
Well, I could be like, I could be on the floor. You could be in the club.
Yeah.
Hannah could be like, in the 400 section or whatever.
In the media center up top.
Yeah, exactly. The media, that's right. The media center.
Up in the nosebleeds.
We could do a show. I mean, we could even invite 100 people there and never come.
Yeah.
I mean, but whatever. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It is disappointing. And I understand. I feel that Donald Trump, and I don't know if this has to do with the shakeup in his campaign and his new campaign manager. I don't know if it has to do with these polls. But we mentioned it yesterday, how it looks like Donald Trump is becoming more presidential. He's throwing a curveball to the – not a Dr. Fauci curveball, a real curveball. Which, by the way, if you didn't see the Dr. Fauci throwing out the first pitch at the Nationals game yesterday, please Google that in your spare time. But he's throwing out a curveball to the Democrats. The Democrats expect him going into campaign mode to become louder, more brash, more abrasive, more insulting. And in fact, that's what Joe Biden is doing by calling Donald Trump the first racist president and really attacking him and calling him this terrible, horrible person and divisive and whatnot. But Donald Trump is kind of flipping on. He's taking a different tact. He seems to be coming out now and saying, hey, look, the coronavirus will get worse before it gets better. You should wear a mask and social distance. You know what? I'm not actually going to have this convention and this big group of people, whereas just 2 months ago I was holding rallies in Tulsa. I don't know if it's the right strategy or not. I don't know if someone's telling him this. I don't know if it's something that he came to on his own. I don't know if he brought in other advisors. I don't know if they have internal polling that they're concerned about or whatever. The polls I see continually give me a hope and faith in what's going on in November. And the information that I see coming out of these cities like Philadelphia and Chicago and Minneapolis, all of these places, I feel like it's positive for the Republican Party, no matter what the media is saying. But Donald Trump, you can watch him even yesterday when he made the announcement. He said it's not the right time. Where was he? He said, I care deeply about Florida. He was not saying anything negative. It was all very positive and came out of a concern for the coronavirus, which is not something you'd seen from the president.
I care deeply about the people of Florida and everywhere else, frankly, in this country and even in the world, who would be coming into the state. And I don't want to do anything to upset it.
Yeah. And I guess someone's telling him maybe this is something we should try. Now, I told you for the past couple of days, the president has had a positive rating on the Rasmussen poll, which is the daily presidential tracking poll. And the daily presidential tracking poll, basically what that means is they ask people, how content are you with Donald Trump's the job Donald Trump has been doing? How well do you think he's doing? Do you approve of the job he's doing? Do you disapprove? He is now for 3 days in a row at 49%. He's at 49%. Get this. The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 49% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 49% also disapprove. This is the first time in a long time where I've seen the president's approval rating and the president's disapproval rating be the same. In fact, the president's disapproval rating has always been at least 2 points higher. So if he had 49% disapprove, it would always be like a 50 or a 51%. I'm sorry, if he had 49% approve, it would be 50. But he is at 49-49. He is becoming more and more popular on a daily basis, despite all these polls you start seeing saying, he's horrible, he's the worst, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what's going on with the polling, but you can definitely see that there is a distinct difference in the way Donald Trump is bringing back the coronavirus briefing. Number one, that was the first big shocker. And then the way he handled himself during that briefing and the way he's handled himself in subsequent briefings, the way he handled himself yesterday when he made this horrible announcement about the RNC. He's becoming the presidential person that the Democrats said he could never be. And I think he's doing it at exactly the right time, because this is the time that the Democrats, and they've been waiting for it, they've been planning for it. They are planning for him to become attack dog Trump, just like he did against Hillary Clinton in 2016. But he's not. He's becoming President Trump. And I think he's catching them with their pants down. 855-765-1045, which, by the way, Joe Biden, like half the day he walks around with his pants down. And Jill's like, what are you, Joe, your pants? He's like, oh, crap, forgot. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kaye Show's coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kaye Show.
This is the Mark Kaye Show.
Would a pollster please call me so that I can tell them that I'm voting for President Trump?
All right, so here's what I found out. Here's what I found out over the break. I can run a poll. It's going to cost me a little bit of money, but that's okay. We'll expense it. I can run a poll, and I can send it out to, like, for example, we could post the link on our Facebook page. We could post it on our Twitter. We could post it on our YouTube. You guys could go. You could take this poll. We could have all the results tabulated and that kind of thing. And then we could get the results and, you know, share them, much like all these other organizations do, like Fox News and Rasmussen and Gallup and whatever, CNN. But here's the thing. I feel like if I sampled my audience, you know, those of you that are listening and those of you that visit our social media pages, I feel like we would be oversampling conservatives. However, apparently this polling company will allow you to, if you pay more money, of course, then you can target people to give you responses, and you can get this. You can filter them by their political party. So let's say I put this poll out there and 1,000 of you guys answer it, and 900 of you are Republicans and only 100 are Democrats. I can then go by 800 Democrats, so we get a really even Steven kind of poll. We may actually look in. I mean, this may happen. This may happen sooner than later. This is Chris in Newman, Georgia. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, how are you? Oh, it's actually Newnan, Georgia. N-E-W-N-A-N.
Oh, it's Newnan.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay, Newnan, Georgia. What's up? What's going on in Newnan?
South of Atlanta, so I should say Atlanta. Well, actually, nothing's going on. I'm in the hospital right now, so I'm glad I get to listen to you on Facebook Live.
Well, I'm sorry you're in the hospital, but I'm glad you get to listen, yeah.
Hey, yeah, it's no big deal. I don't have COVID, like most of the people in here. Oh. We don't have COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was actually calling. I was calling to say that it's actually a great idea to do a poll and everything, but there are a lot of the secret Trump supporters and things like that. I've been polled a couple of times by Democrat organizations, and I always say I'm voting for Biden just because I want to see, you know, I want to see him cry come November the 4th, you know. And
Wait a minute, hold on.
I'll be honest.
This is interesting, Chris. You've been called by pollsters.
Yes.
And you tell them, and are you a registered Republican?
Yes, I am a registered Republican, so I guess they're looking for Republican voters,
sure.
But
so
at
you,
the same time.
Yeah, so you tell them you're voting for Biden because you want them to get this false sense of security on the left.
Yeah, pretty much. And I know I'm not the only one that does that.
Wow, I hadn't even thought of that, I'll be honest with you. I thought that they were undersampling Republicans. I didn't think that Republicans were deliberately messing with the poll results.
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact, I've talked to several different people. I know I'm not the only one that does that.
That's a I've never
to give them a false sense.
Yeah, how do they contact you? Do they call you, or is it like an email you get? How do you get contact?
No, one time they contacted me on Facebook, and it was actually Joe Biden's thing, but it's just because I made a comment on Joe Biden's page about something. I don't remember what it was, but the other two times, they have commented or they've contacted me over the phone.
Wow.
And I don't know how they got my number.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't believe you even answered. All right, well, listen, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. And we best of luck. We hope you get better soon. 855-765-1045. All right, we're going to probably do that. We're going to run a poll next week. Robert in Arlington. How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, great, Robert. Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What did you want to say today?
Well, one, I think you'd make a great great mayor, but I was thinking that I have no real problem with Trump canceling the Jacksonville portion of the convention.
Okay.
I think, in a way, what we could do is to really get the BLM folks PO'd. We could rename the city. We could do one of two things. We could rename the city Trumpville and erect a giant statue of Trump giving them the finger. Or we could pursue getting his presidential library here.
Oh, that's a great that's a great idea. That's a great, you know. And here's the thing: I don't know if Trumpville would be fun. I don't know if we could get the statue with the big middle finger. But you know, the presidential library. You're right. That's got to go somewhere. That's got to go somewhere. And we've got all that prime real estate down by the water where they're supposedly going to be building the, you know, the new park and the aquarium and the hotels and whatnot. Throw a presidential library down there, too. You might as well. 855-765-104 Trumpville. This is Grayson in South Dakota. How you doing, Grayson?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. What's up, man? What'd you want to say?
I'll tell you two things. So first, I want to give a shout-out to my grandma, Rhonda Lyons, and give a shout-out to my aunt, Megan Lyons. They're big fans of the show.
Oh, well, we appreciate that.
And also, I know you like jokes, so here, do you want to hear a joke?
Oh, is it a clean joke?
Yeah, it's a clean joke.
All right, let's hear the joke.
So two hunters are walking in the forest. All of a sudden, one of them collapses. The guy kneels down and calls 911, and he says, 911, my friend collapsed on the ground. He's not breathing. And they're like, calm down, sir. Make sure he's really dead. There's a silence, a loud bang. Then he says, now what?
That's the thing I've heard. Thank you, Grayson. That's South Dakota humor for you. Yeah, no, I've heard that one. Hey, 855-765-1045. Clay from the North Side. How are you, Clay?
Hey, man. I just wanted to tell you that I had a table at the gun show 3 weeks ago out there at the Ramona Pavilion.
Okay.
And it wasn't a scientific poll, but I did a poll, and about 360 people. It was probably, there was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes I'd forget. 100% out of over 360 people, absolutely Trump. 100%.
Wow, 100%. 360 people at the gun show.
Oh, more. Oh, there was more, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't get to talk to every single person.
No, I know.
Somebody would talk to some. And I said, hey, I'm just asking. It's a poll. I'm going to try and call Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
But you're just as good as Sean.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Everybody's like Trump, 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 Trump.
Yeah.
Everybody.
No, I get it. I get so.
So many people that have said, I've never owned a gun. I need a gun.
Yeah.
Never had a gun in the house. I need a gun. I've never had one. Never, ever, ever. And I need a gun.
Clay, do you sell guns? Is that why you had a booth at the gun show, or do you sell something else, some kind of other gun paraphernalia?
Well, mostly just ammo and holsters and stuff. But once in a while, I might get rid of something. Maybe once a year, I might just get rid of a couple of things.
Okay. So on average,
and paraphernalia.
Yeah, on average, how many guns do you think the average gun owner owns?
The average gun owner? Yeah. Probably, I don't know, 5, 6, 7. I mean, it's a couple of long guns, a couple of handguns, average person.
You know what? You're really close. I read a report this morning that says right now, because of everything that's been going on, because of COVID-19, because of all the riots and the protests and the fear and the defunding of the police, the average gun owner owns 8 guns.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was
nice.
Somebody posted that photo of Matthew McConaughey from The Wolf of Wall Street that said, those are rookie numbers. You got to work on getting those up. But yeah, eight guns is apparently the new average. I think when we talked about this last time, it was five. It was five or six. Now we're up to eight. And if this continues much longer, the average is going to be up in the double digits. But hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 855-765-1045. And that is the problem with polls. It's you're never going to get the same. I mean, at the gun show, sure, you're going to get a pretty strong showing for President Trump. If we'd done a poll at the regatta or at the Trump boat parade for his birthday, probably we would have seen similar results as our buddy at the gun show. And then the other issue is when you're just calling people on the phone, you don't know if they're telling the truth or lying. Jim and Fernandina, good morning. How are you?
Good. Doing great.
Oh, good. Jim, you also have been polled.
I always answer my phone during polling season.
Yeah.
With Clinton, I said I was with Clinton, and now with Biden, I say I'm with Biden, but I'm not, so...
That's great. You're like a poll troll.
There's a lot of people doing that.
Wow. That's amazing. That's great. I love, see, and this is another reason why I love conservatives, because they're poll trolls. If somebody calls you up and asks you who you're voting for, you just say Joe Biden. Then all of a sudden, all these polls say, oh, Joe Biden's up by 11 points in Florida, when really half of the people call you that you called are just Trump supporters who are lying to you. Now I want a pollster to call me. If you're a pollster, give me a buzz. 855-765-1045 is my number. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kay Show is coming up on 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. It's Friday, but I'll tell you, I'm still really, really bummed about what Donald Trump said yesterday in his press conference.
It's time to cancel the Jacksonville, Florida component of the GOP convention.
And, you know, look, there's a lot of people we could blame. We could blame Mayor Lenny Curry. We could blame Sheriff Mike Williams. We could blame, you know, coronavirus. We could blame whoever. You know, I don't know that it's any one person's fault, so I'm just going to blame everybody. Blame all those people and a handful of others that it probably had nothing to do with it. But, you know, it's a bummer, but President Trump says COVID-19 means that we can no longer get together and Jacksonville has become a hotspot.
We won't do a big crowded convention per se. It's just not the right time for that.
So they're going to do a virtual kind of convention, very similar to what the Democrats have planned to deal with COVID-19. 855-765-1045. Is our number, 855-765-1045. Steve in Jacksonville. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Oh, doing great, man. What do you want to say?
So, you know, a couple of callers earlier talked about skewing poll numbers, and, you know, the president says he canceled it yesterday in reference to the spike in numbers.
Yeah.
So I want to get your opinion. I know now of multiple people that have received test results back positive that have never been tested. So I said, maybe. Well, I was getting my hair cut yesterday, and a hospital administrator was sitting beside me and said the same thing happened to two of his relatives.
Were they in the mail? Were they letters?
Yes. There were letters in the mail from a lab saying they had tested positive. They have never been tested.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the governor's reporting a little bit about this right now, but do you not think that might have something to do with the skewed numbers going through the roof?
Well, we had a guy. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. We had a guy call in last week, and he said that something similar happened to him. He made an appointment. He went down to Lot J back when it was there, and he said, I'm going to wait in line to get my test. But then he said that the line was like way too long. He didn't want to even wait. It was going to be like 4 hours. So he turned around and left, and 3 days later, he got a letter in the mail. Since then, here's what we've learned about that. First of all, you apparently don't get your results in the mail. Apparently, there is some kind of scam where people are trying to mail you information or scare you into, I don't know, buying something or other. And if you do get results in the mail, especially if you've never taken a test, it's some kind of scam. It's just, and the results are never mailed to you. They are delivered to you after you've been tested via some kind of number, and they are delivered to you digitally, so that you go in, you log on, you have your code, whatever. Now, Having said that, I still believe that there are way more false positives than there are negatives, because than false negatives, because you have a lot. There are other people who have run tests. There are nurses and administrators and testing individuals who have tried to fake results, who have tried to just come up with people and have been able to get positive results. There are people that have had to go test multiple times for their job because they were not allowed to come back to work until you test negative. And if they go 3 days in a row and they test positive all 3 days in a row, well, that's three cases. So there are tons of ways that this whole that this information has been kind of, you know, bastardized, if you will, for whatever political gain somebody's looking to get. The other thing is the death rate. And the death rate continues to go down. As these cases skyrocket, you have nowhere near the number of deaths as we had. Every time you have new cases and fewer deaths, this disease becomes less and less deadly. It was deadly at the beginning because you had so many cases and a ton of deaths. Now, the deaths continue to go down, the cases continue to rise, and what that means is that the percentage of people who die from contracting COVID-19 gets smaller and smaller and smaller, to the point where this disease really isn't even deadly anymore. But it doesn't matter, because the number of cases is enough to scare people into staying home from school or wearing a mask or canceling a Republican National Convention. And I think that between the protesters and the COVID and everything else, you know, the Trump team said, look, it's not worth it. We don't need, they probably said, and with Mike Williams, like, look, I know Mike Williams was trying to protect people, and I know he's the sheriff and stuff like that, but voicing those concerns publicly, you know, may not have been the best idea. You know, but in the end, I guess they were trying to avoid some kind of situation that would just be a negative, you know, a big black eye on the campaign. And you know, so be it. We weren't going to have it anyway. And now we're definitely not going to have it. Am I disappointed? Absolutely. Did I write to my buddy Eric Trump this morning and just write boo with like 18 exclamation points? I 100% did that, because that's the kind of immature person that I am. But, you know, in the end, look. Four more years from now, maybe they'll throw us a bone. Maybe in 4 years, they'll be like, look, we know we had to pull the plug on you last time. We're giving you plenty of warning. We're going to give you the RNC in 2024. Maybe we get first choice. You know, we'll see what happens. I don't know. 855-7, I don't know which statues we're going to have to rip down that time around, but, you know, I'm sure Mayor Curry, well, he'll be running for governor by then. 855-765-1045. Got to take a quick break. We got a bunch more people online that want to chit-chat. We've also got some fake news Friday on the way. Stay tuned. It's all coming up on The Marques Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Marques Show.
This is The Marques Show.
We didn't get the RNC because Trump knows what he's doing. I understand. I always trusted this man. But Joe Biden, what the hell? What the hell is he talking about? He still ain't doing nothing.
I don't know where to. Yeah, all that, I guess, is true. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Is our number if you want to get through. There's a lot going on today. First of all, there's all these new polls that say Trump is behind. There's all these people that are upset because the RNC has been canceled here in Jacksonville by President Trump himself. He made the announcement yesterday. Oh, Ted Yoho, by the way, did you hear what happened yesterday on the House of the United States House of Representatives on the floor? AOC actually dropped, what she accused Ted Yoho of saying to her, she actually said on the floor of the House, which I think is the first time it's actually here. We have audio of it.
I walked back out, and there were reporters in the front of the Capitol, and in front of reporters, Representative Yoho called me, and I quote,
yeah. I mean, I understand that she's quoting him, but I don't think that that's necessary, especially there on the floor of the House of Representatives. But she was all fired up about it, and she stuck to her story.
These are the words that Representative Yoho levied against a congresswoman.
Yeah. Congressman Yoho, of course, said he didn't say any of that. Also, on the floor of the House of Representatives.
I rise to apologize for the abrupt manner of the conversation I had with my colleague from New York. It is true that we disagree on policies and visions for America, but that does not mean we should be disrespectful. Having been married for 45 years with two daughters, I'm very cognizant of my language. The offensive name-calling words attributed to me by the press were never spoken to my colleagues, and if they were construed that way, I apologize for their misunderstanding.
So he never actually called her that, but there she is on the House floor yelling those words into the record. So it's definitely a he said, she said. He does admit to saying BS, which I'm going to be honest with you, probably not the first time somebody's walked away from AOC and muttered that. I did that. That actually happened to me here at the radio station with our boss. He said one day he was like, hey, can I talk to you after the show? And I went into his office and he told me to stop doing something that I didn't want to stop doing. And I said, I don't want to stop doing that. He said, well, we decided you should stop. And I turned around and I walked out and I whispered to myself, that's the dumbest foul word thing I've ever heard in my life. But apparently my whisper is a lot is like most people's normal conversational tone, because he goes, what did you just say? And I go, what? He goes, did you just say that's the dumbest foul word thing you've ever heard? I go, you heard that? So then that's when I realized I got to really work on my whispering. Like, is this whispering? Would you consider this a whisper?
Yeah, I can. No, not at all.
That's not a whisper?
No, not at all.
Darn it. I got to work harder on that. 8-5-8-5. Oh, fun fact, though. The thing he told me to stop doing, like 6 months later, we started doing it again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was great. It worked out great. But we're going to do it later on, too. 855-765-1045 is our number. So I understand that you get heated or you're having a conversation with someone and you turn around and while you're walking away, you mutter something that you think only you are going to hear. And then there's some press person that hears it or whatever. And I also don't believe that Congressman Yoho would say that to her face or at all. BS, absolutely. What she says, he said, no. 855-765-1045. If you want to get through, this is Jack in Riverside. Hi, Jack. Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. What's up? Jack, you there? Phone on? Hey, Jack, how's it going?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What's up, man? What'd you want to say?
Great. Love your show. You're a ray of sunshine. You make my day every day.
Oh, well, Jack, wow, Jack, I appreciate that, man. That's high praise and a lot for me to live up to, but I'll do my best. What'd you want to say, sir?
Hey. What I want to say is the pollsters, I don't respond to them. I get them. I don't know how they get my number and they're texting me and asking me who I'm voting for. I don't respond to them. My parents taught me that it was a private thing of who you're voting for. I understand they do polls, but I don't want to give them any kind of ammunition either way that they can use for or against me. I'm voting for Trump. And there you go. Put that on the poll. And like I said, I don't respond to them. And kudos to the counterparts that are out there throwing them off the trail.
Yeah. No, I think that's great, too. And, you know, it's interesting to me because it definitely seems that with Republicans, there's two kinds of Republicans. There are Republicans that are like, go Trump, yeah, and American flags hanging off their cars and Make America Great Again hats and, Trump stickers all over the bumper and all that stuff. And they're just like, yeah, and like, make America great 24/7. And you know that they're Trump supporters. And then there are the other Trump supporters where you don't know that they support Trump, that they're conservative, that they're Republican, that they're going to vote for the president at all. They are so, they're everywhere and they're so quiet about it and reserved. It's two polar opposites. There is no one really in the middle. There's no one that's like, I think I'll vote Trump. No, there's nobody that exists like that. It's either you don't say a word about it or it's all you talk about. With Democrats, you pretty much know someone's a Democrat because they just the way the things they say, what they do, they'll admit it. They have no problem saying, yeah, no, I think they'll say stuff like, I think we need a change. I think, we need a change. Or, Donald Trump, he's too abrasive. They never say Joe Biden. You never hear a Democrat act about Joe Biden the way a Republican acts about Donald Trump. You never will ever see any Democrat out there hanging out of their window, with the big black mask on or whatever, going, Biden, yeah, America, woo, Joe. No one's jumping on the Joe train, or the Biden bus or none of that. No one's flying flags that say, build back better or whatever dumb slogan he has this week. It doesn't happen. There's no passion. There's no excitement. There's no, the only thing that Democrats will ever tell you about how they're voting is why they won't vote for Donald Trump. You know, he's abrasive. I don't like what he said about, I don't like what he said about Cloroxing my lungs. I don't like that. You know, I don't like how the way he talks to women or the press. So they're going to vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden sniffs women. Is that better? Joe Biden doesn't talk to the press. Is that what you want? Would you rather have a president who talks to the press every opportunity they have, who answers every single question that is thrown at him, no matter who asks it or how snarky they are when they ask it or how leading that question is? Donald Trump, he will answer every single question. He may call the reporter an idiot. He may tell the reporter you're fake news and a liar, but he will answer the question. Joe Biden doesn't even talk to the press. The only thing he says to the press is, I look forward to taking your questions later. I have to go nap. I'm sorry, I have another event. That's all you ever hear from Joe Biden. I would much rather have an abrasive person who actually answers questions from the press than Joe Biden who doesn't talk. And rest assured the press would too. If the media gets their wish, if they get Joe Biden elected and put into the White House, they are going to rue the day. They are going to be kicking themselves for the next 4 years. They are going to have nobody to bait. They're going to have nobody to misrepresent. They're going to have nobody to lie about. They're going to have nobody. They're going to have nobody to talk to. They're going to have nobody to write, clickbaity headlines about. There will be no more fake news. And if all you are is fake news, and you get rid of the one person that created all of that for you, but you're basically destroying yourselves. But the fact of the matter is that when it comes to this election, it's Donald Trump is the best, and we will vote for him, three times on November 3rd and a couple times on November 4th, or it's Joe Biden, or it's Donald Trump. I don't really like him, and for that reason, I'll vote. Nobody actually likes Joe Biden. Nobody wants Joe Biden to be president. Nobody thinks Joe Biden is this great leader. They're voting for Joe Biden because Donald Trump said something on the Access Hollywood bus to Billy Bush 10 years ago that they didn't really like the sound of. So because of that, we're gonna erase the Constitution and become a socialist country. I'll cast my ballot for that. 855-765-1045. All right, listen, we got to take another quick break. 855-765-1045. More of the Mark Kaye Show's on the way. Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. We're talking about the vocal Trump supporters versus the non-vocal Biden supporters. Duke Dookie on us. He super chatted on YouTube and he wrote, I don't wear my Trump 2020 hat when I go out to eat somewhere due to the fear of raging lefties spitting in my food. But I will wear my Trump 2020 hat when I just go for a walk, which is great because then they'll just spit on you. They won't spit in your food, depending on what city, what downtown urban area you're walking in. I don't put anything on my car. Not because I'm scared that people are going to attack me for what's on my car, but because every now and then I've been known to cut somebody off or, you know, drive past them or like ride their bumper if I feel they're driving too slow. And I don't want them to be able to find my vehicle like, oh, there's that car with that sticker on it.
It's an identifying marker.
Yeah.
Like a tattoo on a criminal.
I want the most unnoticeable car in the world so that when, you know, should I accidentally cut somebody off, They're gonna have like 20,000 right. vehicles to choose from.
I've seen your car. You're failing spectacularly.
Oh,
at that.
Great. Well, I'll do better. 855-765. What? I'm starting to park. I'm gonna park around the other side of the building. 855.
The only pink smart car in the whole parking lot.
This is Doc on the north side. Hi, Doc. How are you?
Hey guys. Hey, speaking of vocal Trump patriots,
yeah.
and the RNC being canceled,
yeah.
Dean Black is a Republican political genius. He had it scheduled where a lot of black vocal viral patriots, conservatives, to speak. I was going to be one of the speakers at the event in Jacksonville.
Shut
so
up,
I hate
you
that
were?
It was canceled.
Oh, Doc, yes. I hate that too. I would love to have heard you speak.
Oh man, Dean Black he's a political genius. Speaking of that, a lot of my friends know that I'm a Trump supporter, and one of my friends tried to catch me off guard. He said, "So what do you think about the racist president?" My response was, "We got rid of him and replaced him with Trump."
See, that's a great way.
And I showed him.
Oh, that's a great way. That would have been a great opening joke for the RNC, man.
Oh man,
listen,
I am ready. I'm gonna try to see if we can switch it all to. if I can go to North Carolina, because I would still love to be a part of the event, because I was explaining to the guy that what propaganda is, and it opened his eyes. I said, it's propaganda. And he said, what's that? I said, Confederate stuff. You guys are pissed off, irritated, right? He said, yeah, we shouldn't have Confederate stuff. I said, well, why do you eat at Colonel Sanders? I mean, eat the chicken at KFC. I said, Colonel Sanders was a Confederate soldier in the Army. I mean, his mouth just dropped. Yeah. I just showed him what propaganda was.
Yeah,
I mean, thank you guys for what you do, man.
Doc, we appreciate it, man. And it is, look, it's a missed opportunity for a lot of people. Well, I actually got her found from our friends Camille and Haley. Do you remember Camille and Haley? We played this song a while back, the Keep America Great song, and we stayed in touch with them, and they
Keep
were gonna
America Great.
Yeah, they were gonna come back to Jacksonville. They were coming down to Jacksonville and perform this song and do all this fun stuff, and they were asking me questions about, oh, what's fun to do there? What are we gonna do when we're there? And we were making all these great plans for the RNC. Now that, of course, is not gonna happen. So, I mean, look, Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee and the mayor and the sheriff, whatever. They all think it's a great idea. I feel like it's a missed opportunity, but nobody asks me. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. This is James in Missouri. Hi, James. How are you? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
I'm pretty good. How about you, Mark?
Oh, doing good, James. What do you want to say, sir?
What's going on with the Ukrainian investigation of Biden?
What's going on with the Ukraine? You mean the investigation that the Ukrainians are doing into Joe Biden?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard much about that lately. In fact, you don't hear anything about that from anyone. I do know this, that there is an investigation currently into Burisma being handled by the Ukrainian delegation and the Ukrainian embassy or whomever. I don't know what their findings are. I don't know what they're going to find, and I don't know if they're going to have any effect on the election. I do wish, and I believe, that our own attorney general is investigating that situation as well. I mean, here's the thing. People don't understand about Donald Trump and Bill Barr. They're working diligently on so many different avenues of corruption in the past 20 years that it's tough for one department to handle. Not only are they still investigating what's been going on with the FBI and the FISA warrants and the Trump campaign and the Steele dossier and all of that. I mean, they're still trying to blow that out of the water. But they've got other investigations like the Burisma thing. They've got investigations into Antifa. Because when you watch what's going on, especially now in Portland, which is the epicenter of Antifa action, where they're attacking federal troops, when you see what's happening there, clearly you can see that this is an organized plot by a group that is financed, that is trained, and that has one goal and one goal in mind, and that is to continue this anarchist behavior and to continue to perpetuate this whole narrative, this false narrative, that people in major cities don't want police forces and they want the police defunded and they are going to just wreak havoc on federal buildings and statues until they get their way. This is all an organized plot. And what A.G. William Barr and what Donald Trump are doing is investigating Antifa as a terrorist organization. And when you see what's going on there, the mayor of Portland went out to talk to Antifa, to stand with Antifa, was tear gassed by federal troops when he was standing talking with Antifa outside of a federal building that they were attacking. And then when he went to go commiserate with Antifa, they attacked him. So the mayor is getting attacked by the feds. He's getting attacked by his own people. He's getting attacked by the protesters. He can't talk to anyone. Everybody hates this guy because that's how Antifa is. There is no one side, my side, your side. There is no side into Antifa. If you're an elected official, if you're a federal troop, if you're a statue, doesn't matter. All of you must burn. 855-765-1045. All right, we're going to do some fake news Friday. If you want to play some Fake News Friday, we've got a bunch of headlines. You tell us which ones are real. You tell us which ones are fake. If you get more right than your opponent, you win. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kay Show.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
855-765-1045 is our number. Hang on, I got to grab a pen. I got it. Oh, it started raining, huh?
Yeah.
I got to grab a pen. Oh, I was going to tear the... Look, I just have been using one of the flaps from our mask boxes. here in the studio. All right, it's
and that
time
worked
for,
very well for yesterday.
It did. It's time for Fake News Friday today, which is very exciting. This is where we get a couple of people on the phone and we read them some headlines. And if they can correctly identify which headline is fake news and which headline is real news, then they win some kind of fantastic prize, which is also fake news because we don't have any prizes. But they do get to say, hey, at least I beat the other guy. 855-765-1045. First up is Marie today. Maria today in New York. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, guys. Very well. Thank you.
Oh, good. Maria, what part of New York are you in?
New City, New York, about 30 miles north of Manhattan.
Fantastic. All right. Well, welcome. You're going to be playing Fake News Friday today, if you like.
Okay.
Against Frank, who's in Mandarin. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good morning. Hope all is well.
Oh, it's all's well with me. How are things with you?
Life is good, and I'm ready to play.
Oh, fantastic. Maria, is life good for you? Are you ready to play?
It's great so far.
Perfect. Oh, good. Look at this. Everyone's doing fantastic. All right, folks. So once again, I'll read you the headlines one at a time, and then you just have to tell me if it's a real news headline or a fake news headline. You guys got it?
Yes.
Here we go. Maria, you are up first. Here we go. Hold on. I'm deciding which one I want to start with. All right, here we go. Ready? This is a good one. After Dr. Fauci threw out the first pitch at the Yankee game yesterday and missed the plate entirely, CNN called his wild pitch 100% accurate and completely on target. Is that real news or is that fake news? After throwing out the first pitch at the Yankee game yesterday and missing the plate entirely, CNN called Dr. Fauci's wild pitch, quote, 100% accurate and completely on target.
Well, it sounds plausible from CNN, but I'm going to say it's fake.
You are fake news.
That is correct. It is fake news. No, not even CNN could lie about how bad that pitch was. But it did make a lot of great jokes on Twitter. A lot of people were like, hey, he finally flattened the curve. Too bad it was on the ball field. Somebody else said Dr. Fauci doesn't want anybody to catch anything. I mean, it was great. It was exactly what this country needed. And you got a point, Maria, so congratulations. All right, Frank, are you ready for your first headline?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. To help students in these trying economic times, the Satanic Temple is now offering a, quote, devil's advocate scholarship.
Yes, that is definitely true. I saw that on the Liberty Daily. Yeah, that's true.
You think that that's true?
Yes, it definitely is.
That is definitely true.
All
yeah.
Right, Ken Jennings.
Oh, that's amazing. The Satanic Temple is now offering a devil's advocate scholarship to help high school graduates pursue higher education. They fight
the devil
for a
made me do it.
Yeah, the devil. Look at that. They should probably go to Duke because they have Blue Devils there. So very nicely done. All right. We're tied up 1-1. Maria, we go back to you for your next Fake News Friday headline. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Listen carefully. Here we go. Tell me if this is real news or fake news. Fruit Loops is finally changing its offensive name to LGBTQ Loops. That's horrible. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I can't believe that's happening. It's got to be fake news.
Hold on.
Oh, that's fake news.
Yeah, that is fake news. That's, wrote that these things crazy. Maria, you got 2 points. Here we go. Next up, we've got Frank and your next headline. Listen carefully, Frank, and tell us if this is real news or fake news. The mayor of Kansas City said he learned that federal officers were occupying his city from a tweet. The mayor of Kansas City said he learned that federal officers were occupying his city from a tweet. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Is that a Democratic mayor or a Republican mayor?
It's Kansas City, Missouri. I believe he is a Democrat.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Well, nice. Well, anyway, if it's a Democrat mayor, they don't keep themselves up to anything, so up with the current events. So I would say that's probably true.
That is 100% true. Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, said he found out about a President Trump plan to send federal law enforcement officers to his city on social media. I learned about Operation Legend from Twitter. somebody forwarded me the tweet and said, hey, this is happening in your city. Good job. Oh, we are tied up. You guys are great at this game. 2-2 is where we stand right now. Let's go to the next one. Maria, this is for you. A man grabbed by... A man grabbed a bull by its horns and suffered... Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, man suffers serious injuries after grabbing the bull by the horns. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I'm going to say real news.
A man suffered serious injuries after, quote, grabbing the bull by the horns. That is real news. Congratulations. It was. I guess he didn't know that it's a problem. It's proverbial bull by the horns. You're not supposed to grab the actual bull, but it was in Brentwood. He'll be okay. He did suffer some injuries, but it looks like he's going to be all right. All right, so Maria, you're killing it. 3-2. Frank, we go back to you. Listen carefully. Are you ready for your next headline?
Go ahead. Put it on.
Here we go. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez lectured a homeless man on how fortunate he was to not have to pay rent to evil, money-hungry landlords. Is that real news or is that fake news?
This would probably be more of a guess on my part, but I'm going to say, knowing AOC, that is probably true. She's pretty good at that.
You think she lectured a homeless man? You think she lectured a homeless man on how fortunate he was to not have to pay rent to evil, money-hungry landlords?
That falls into her character.
You know, I would have said that, too. Unfortunately, though, it is fake news.
Oh, that fake news.
Yeah, it's fake news. But
that's,
it really...
That's the way it goes.
I know. It really seems like that could have happened. All right, Maria, back to you. Are you ready?
Ready.
You could really put some distance between you and Frank with this one. Otherwise, Frank has a chance to come back and tie. Listen carefully and tell us if this is real news or fake news. Let me get a really good one for you. Oh, anti-mask protesters have a new political weapon, wearing masks that offer zero COVID-19 protection. Anti-mask protesters have a new weapon, wearing masks that offer zero COVID-19 protection. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say that's fake news.
You're going to say that's fake news?
Yeah.
That is real news. Yeah, in Indianapolis, there's an anti-mask movement growing. People are wearing masks that purposely cover their nose and mouth, but provide no ability to slow the spread of the disease. They're often made of lace or crochet. Okay, here we go. We have time for one more. So, Frank, if you get this one right, you tie it up, and we offer both of you our grand prize of nothing. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Listen carefully, Frank. Here we go. Vice President Joe Biden is being forced to wear an ankle monitor to make sure he doesn't leave his basement to talk to press. Former Vice President Joe Biden is being forced to wear an ankle monitor to make sure he doesn't escape his basement and speak to the press.
Now, if you said that was the Joe Biden for pedophilia, I'd say yes. But as far as speaking to the press, I'm going to say that's fake news.
That is fake news.
You are fake news.
Congratulations, which means with a score of 3-3, you're both big winners today. Nicely done. Yeah. Yay. Hang on one second. And you know what? You guys don't have to hang on because, like I said, we got nothing for you. But except for our appreciation for listening and calling in and playing the game. Have a great weekend. Quick break. We're going to wrap up the Marque Show here in just a minute. Stay tuned to 104.5 WOKV. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. 855-765-104. Only a couple more minutes left in the week. But, man, I'll tell you what. Next week is going to be huge. We have a lot of stuff that we have in the works for next week. First of all, we're going to put together our own presidential poll and try to make it less crappy than all these other polls. Also, we have a major announcement, which we were going to do. We were going to make this announcement on Monday. But because I'm going to be here all by myself on Monday, we're going to make it on Tuesday. when Josh and Hannah return from their trip. So that'll be fun and exciting. And then we also have another – we have a lot going. Next week's going to be really busy. August is going to be huge. Don't sweat the fact that we're not going to have the RNC. I'm over the fact that the plug was pulled on this.
Ensel, the Jacksonville, Florida component of the GOP convention.
Yeah, I was really upset yesterday. I was pretty bummed this morning. But now I'm, like, moving on with our lives. And August is still going to be huge, even though the convention's not coming. We'll get to all that and more, like I said, starting next week. So definitely don't miss any of the days next week. Plan to be here as often as you can. Before we get out of here, a couple people have been waiting very, very patiently. We appreciate that. This is Tangela in Texas. Hi, Tangela. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling. What did you want to say, Tangela?
Well, first, I love your show. And awesome. I love the one that you did about the Electoral College.
Oh, yeah, the Electoral College, sure.
Yeah, and I was also wanting to get your input on if you think that President Trump still has a chance on winning the election, because I hope he does.
Yeah, I mean, he 100% does. He has a huge chance of winning the election. And despite what you see in the media, I believe that he's the front runner at this point and has been. Look, here's the thing. Anyone that listens to the news when they say Donald Trump is behind or Donald Trump is not going to win or Donald Trump is going to get shut out or Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States, you have to understand that the media, the harder they push Joe Biden, the more concerned that they are that he's going to be president. The more of a lead you see Joe Biden come up with in some kind of poll, that means that the more difficulty they see him having in actually winning this thing. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. They pushed her so hard in the weeks prior to the election and the months prior to the election that it was almost insulting the way she lost so bad. She was surprised. She was starting to believe the own fake news and her own fake polls. And when you look at the map, the electoral map, which, by the way, up until the election was totally wrong as well, there's still a huge number of votes, that could go either way. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, Joe Biden's already wrapped up Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Minnesota. No, he has not. According to pollsters, he has. But when it comes to the silent majority, when it comes to the Trump people that go out and vote, when it comes to what happens on Election Day, it's totally different. Look, it's really easy for somebody to pick up the phone and say, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. It's more difficult on November 3rd for them to wake up, take the time to get up, get a babysitter if they have to, you know, skip their lunch. You know, if it's raining, go stand in the rain, do whatever they have to do. If you're not passionate about the person you're voting for, you'll find any excuse to stay home and not vote. Trump supporters will find there's no excuse for any Trump supporter to stay home on November 3rd. Nothing would COVID-19. We're not going to keep anybody at home if they're voting for Donald Trump. And that's why states like Florida and Georgia and North Carolina and Ohio and Arizona that they're saying, oh, could go either way. Can't go either way and won't. And in Nebraska, you know, you got 5 votes for Donald Trump there. And Pennsylvania, I don't believe is going to go to Joe Biden, because let's face it, what has Joe Biden ever done for anyone in Pennsylvania? What has Joe Biden done? Michigan delegation of police have put out their endorsement. You know who they endorsed? Donald Trump. Why? Because Joe Biden and the Democrats want to defund the police. Police all over the country, police all over this country are going to be voting in droves for President Trump. Not only that, but their wives, their kids, their relatives, their neighbors, anybody who wants the police to be there when they dial 911 will also be voting for Donald Trump. Because if you vote for Joe Biden and you dial 911, you're going to get voicemail. And nobody wants that. 855-765-105. Great question, Tangela. Thanks so much for calling. Have no fear. And we'll be here fighting the good fight for the duration as well. And probably, hopefully, longer. Hopefully. Oh, I gotta check with the boss. Have a great weekend, everybody, and join us Monday for an all-new Marquee Show. Traffic, weather, news, Rush Limbaugh, all coming up next on 104.5 WOKV.